Fellow Freedom fans, going to talk about the healthcare bill, read from it. We're going to read from it today. That's what we're going to do. I do want to talk about something. I want to go back in time about 80 years ago, around 1930s, and there was a thing called that was going to give you security. The sky was falling in the early 30s, and somebody came up with a plan progressively that would give you and society security. In fact, the security of society would be in the social structure, that their security was in society. Is that where your security is? I'll tell you what, the increase of the societal security has really disrupted my life as I'm trying to live it on a biblical basis, a constitutional basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. I've actually had some obstructions with regard to it. Look what happened. It was an angel of light. It was going to save the world. The only problem is, have you noticed that there's this social security, just the administration of the social voluntary welfare benefit disability retirement program, just the administration of it, the mechanisms for the administration somehow became your passport to survival. Your passport your passport to a bank account, your passport to livelihood, passport to work for somebody, your passport to contract, your passport to vote, your passport for medical services. Did you notice that that little thing and the administration thereof suddenly has taken over your life and controls what you do? In fact, you can't do anything without confessing association with the administrative mechanism for this voluntary welfare benefit retirement disability survivor benefit program. The angel of light that came to save you through the mechanism of your society, the universality of society, did that. So it's kind of macabre, I think. It's something I want to take note of as we now progress to this next stage. This next stage of not just your livelihood, but that which actually controls your life. So what we heard, we played last week, and this has been played often, was a clip from the President of the United States saying that people are bearing false witness and saying that there were certain things that were not true, that it would not provide for abortion services. Well, you know what? No, the bill doesn't say there shall be abortion services. What it does is it just leaves it wide open to a little committee, depending on their ideology, and the secretary of this health thing, this health king, this health dictator, benevolent dictator that's going to be coming, to make a determination of what things will be covered and what won't. And I think progressively it's going to progress into, no doubt, in utero infanticide. If you look at some of the claims of the current administration, you would see that that's the logical conclusion. But either way, it certainly doesn't prohibit it, does it? So whatever's not prohibited in this bill is wide open. That's just the way it is. We're going to go to page in my notes. I'm going to go to page 19 of the healthcare bill. And it mentions on page 19 that the grandfather situation is, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan, so says the president. You know what he doesn't say? It's a half-truth. Now, are half-truths true? Or half-truth lies? You know, when did half-truth start in history? And what were the consequences? It says here in this bill, he says, well, if you have a plan, you can keep your plan. The problem is, you know what? You can keep your plan. But on day one of this thing, you don't have the choice of obtaining a plan other than this. Except you can buy additional stuff. You can buy additional stuff on page 19 of the healthcare bill. And I'm going to read this here. It says, exchange participating health benefits plans. So anything that comes new after this program begin is an exchange participating health benefits plan. And those things must solve, basically meet the needs or the requirements, the demands of this healthcare benevolent dictator, or they provide extra, but they have to meet the minimum. So if the benevolent dictator determines that they've got to support the killing of the unborn, or the killing of those who just don't have the capacity to argue, then that's what it's got to do, whether it likes it or not from day one. Well, you can keep your plan, but what if you don't have a plan? Everybody's got to get sucked up in this plan. So it's you're not going to have a choice after day one. Now, the thing is, they can't destroy your previous plan. It's the old grandfather clause that's in law. It's not their option. It's not they're being benevolent. It's just they don't have the authority to interfere. Here's something that's kind of good for many people. On page 19 and 20, let's see if I can read directly from it. Qualified health benefits plan may not impose any pre-existing condition, exclusion, or impose any limit or condition on the coverage under the plan with respect to an individual. It doesn't say individual what, whether it's an automobile or monkey, or dependent based on any health status related factors. And the good news of this, if there is a private company or co-op or something like that, that would like to say, hey, we're going to exclude certain behaviors. Like if you promise to behave a certain way, you're not going to go out and be a drunkard and destroy your liver, because we're not going to cover cirrhosis of the liver because of your deliberate use of alcohol. We're not going to cover that. We're not going to cover certain behavioral things that are unnatural that might give you peritonitis. What do you call that stuff? Let's just say you get some infection in your intestines because of certain practices that are just not reality, without going into any more detail. If the private industry company or affiliation or association says we're not going to enable those kind of behaviors, you're going to have to pay your own price and receive the recompense which is due if you act a certain way. Well, you know, the blessing is here. Now they won't have the opportunity to do that. So any people, no matter what their activities, whether they're self-induced, will have the opportunity to having guaranteed 70%, 85%, or 95% coverage of the costs thereof. So that's a real bonus here with this healthcare bill. There's probably a faction of society is really thrilled about what you see on page 19 and 20. The problem is it has a flip side. It has an intrusion upon affiliation, what is understood as a fundamental and natural right of association and to contract. And those are things that essentially, I think, it undermines the protections found in the U.S. Constitutions and the separation of powers and the reserved rights recognized in the Bill of Rights in the U.S. Constitution. Now, that's my take on it. It's on page 19 and 20, what I just read from. There's another thing. It says the premium rate charge may not vary except by age. Now, this is interesting. This is just information. The premium rate charge may not vary except by age, by area, by family enrollment. And then it can only be if it does. Is it altered? You know, if there is a premium rate difference by one of these factors, it can only be up to a 2-to-1 ratio. So there may be places where the premium is double than it will be another. Maybe the rates will be in relation to your neighborhood by area. That, of course, that may motivate. This might really help stimulate the economy because it could motivate renovation of dilapidated housing areas, right? Hey, I'm going to move to this area. I'm going to fix it up because I'll pay half the premium of healthcare. And then when the thing's real nice, people are going to want to move there because of the healthcare rates. And I'll sell this dilapidated thing in much nicer condition for more money. And so, I mean, that could actually create a interesting industry all in of itself. And so that's just something that occurred to me. It's a little bit weird, but that's what we try to do here for entertainment. The number here is 888-850-1872. I'm David Alan Carmichael. This is what I call the Faith and Freedom Show. I talk about the issues on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. Try to give you a little entertainment. At the same time, we're trying to get back to a fundamental reference that's going to save you tangibly, physically, temporally, as well as every now and then we're going to sprinkle a little salt and light in there that might give you hope for eternity as well. It's kind of weird, but true. Let's see, on page 19 and 20, we talked about the pre-existing conditions. On page 22 through 23 of the healthcare bill, in the first and a half, year and a half, I'm going to summarize here, that it says that this, you know, kind of this benevolent dictator insurance czar, secretary commissioner, will make sure. Now I'm gonna have to read this. It was on page 22 and 23 in this healthcare bill. What they're going to do is they're going to basically have this committee that comes out and makes some recommendations. And this committee, no later than 18 months, a report shall include any recommendations the commissioner deems appropriate to ensure that the law does not provide incentives. Watch this. After they come up with plans, there's going to be a committee, we'll talk about that, and they come up with some plans, they give it to the commissioner. The commissioner can completely ignore it and then send back a little note to him saying why they don't agree with it. But the commissioner can basically has a discretion to do whatever the commissioner wants to do. But watch this. Such report shall include any recommendations the commissioner deems appropriate to ensure the following thing. Now, remember when you heard politicians say that this is not going to be a mechanism to undermine private industry with regard to health care or to undermine your choices. Watch this. It shall include any recommendations a commissioner deems appropriate to ensure that the law does not provide incentives for small and mid-sized employers to self-insure or create adverse selection in the risk pools of large group insurers and self-insured employers. It does not provide incentives for folks to self-insure, small and mid-sized employers to self-insure. Make sure that there's nothing in here that would enable anything other than what we have here. That's why people smell a rat. That's why there's been these supposed bearing of false witness that there's mechanisms in here that are going to destroy the private industry relating to healthcare, shared expenses and coverages and things like that. So that's why people are suspecting something in this. Now, here's another thing. Choice of coverage for non-exchange participating health benefits plans. I'm quoting right from the healthcare bill right now. I'm going to have to double check the page here. Such plan may offer such coverage in addition to the essential benefits packages as a qualifying health benefit plan offering entity may specify. In other words, these non-exchange participating health benefit plans, that's everybody else, anything else that can be touching on this healthcare thing that now the regulation is reaching out and getting a hold of, they have to give what, no matter what their opinion is, in utero infanticide opinions or assisted suicide or other weird things that are going on, whether they are just opposed as a membership to having anything to do with that, they have to supply these basic benefits that the secretary, the benevolent dictator determines is are going to be the minimum care, even if they're not going to participate in this exchange system and this billing plan. They've just got to do it. So that's on, and I'm going to quote again, then we're going to take a break here shortly. Essential benefits package, that's what we're talking about, essential benefits package, means health benefits coverage that provides payment for the items and services described in subsection B. I'm not going to mention by name, the president of the United States said in many times that people are bearing false witness. They say it's going to cover abortion. That's a lie. That's what he said. In accordance with generally accepted standards, I'm reading right from the bill, of medical or other appropriate clinical or professional practice. See, the qualifier here of whether something's going to be covered is generally accepted standards of medical or other appropriate clinical or professional practice. Besides health hospital, we're going to tell you what those things are. But think about it. We're right smack in the middle of a pandemic of dementia sweeping North America. So who's going to determine what is generally accepted standards? What do we see in the news? What's popular right now? We're 91,000 babies killed last year in Florida alone. We'll be back. Check out our website, faithfreedoms.org. Phone number here is 888-850-1872.